Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Since early January of this year, the M23, a Rwanda-supported rebel group, has been intensifying its attacks in Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo, or DRC, seizing a number of small towns as it moves south, roughly parallel to the DRC's eastern border. On January 27th, M23 attacked Goma, the capital of North Kivu Province, with a population of around 1 million people. At least 4,000 people died in the attack. M23 then declared a humanitarian pause, but nonetheless continued its march south. Rwanda claims to be supporting M23 to prevent ethnic violence against the Tutsi minority in eastern DRC. DRC officials claim that Rwanda is using the M23 to loot Congolese minerals. According to the UN, every 4 weeks, M23 sends to Rwanda around 120 tons of coltan. As well, Rwanda's mineral exports have increased enormously in recent years. For months, we have consistently watched M23 and Rwanda ignore ceasefires, seize territory under false pretexts, and deny intention to further expansion, only to start the cycle anew, said Dorothy Shea, United States Chargé d'Affaires ad interim to the UN.
We have witnessed M23 sow chaos and wage brutal violence against civilians on the streets of Masisi, Goma, and now Bukavu, all under the disingenuous guise of liberation or restoring order. The United States strongly condemns the seizure of Kavumu Airport and the city of Bukavu by M23 and Rwandan forces. We continue to stand in full support of the Congolese people and of their country's sovereignty and territorial integrity.
We urge M23 to immediately cease its offensives and withdraw from all territories of which it has taken control, said Ambassador Shea. We urge Rwanda to cease supporting M23, immediately withdraw its forces from the DRC, and hold accountable those who perpetrate human rights abuses and violations.
We now have confirmed reports from the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights of summary executions of children at the hands of M23 in Bukavu, among other serious human rights abuses. We condemn these abuses, for which there cannot be continued impunity.
And we urge an immediate cessation of sourcing of minerals from areas controlled by M23, said Ambassador Shea. The United States is prepared to leverage all the tools at our disposal in order to hold accountable those responsible for sustaining armed conflict, instability, and insecurity in the DRC.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.